So in this practice, befriending the mind and the body, beginning with establishing a posture that communicates a sense of openness, of steadiness, of dignity, taking care to settle in a way that the body feels supported by the ground, by the cushion or the chair. And if there's any discomfort or any pain at any part of the body, doing what you need to settle the body into a posture that will support this practice as best it can. And beginning with stabilizing the attention on the breath. So bringing the torch beam of attention, bringing the breath into the foreground of attention. With care, with kindliness, with patience, seeing how the breath is in this moment. Nothing to change, nothing to fix. Anchoring, steadying, connecting with intimacy to this breath. And scanning through the body from the crown of the head all the way down to the toes, I'm going to scan quite rapidly through the body, but as we go through, just noting particular parts of the body. So in the head area, maybe around the eyes and the nostrils and the mouth, with care and curiosity. The shoulders and the neck. The arms and the hands. As we scan down through the body, if there's any need to make any adjustments, making those with a real sense of looking after yourself and seeing how that is to make those adjustments. The torso, and the belly, the pelvis, the contact points perhaps with the cushion or the chair. And scanning down through the legs, the knees, and down into the feet. As you pick up experiences and sensations in the body, noting those, really allowing them to be there, the quality of care and patience. Ah, here I am, sitting, supported by the ground, by the chair, in the envelope of the skin, the anchor of the breath. Allowing the mind to, the torch beam of attention to settle on the full range of experiences in the body, whether there's the lovely and the pleasant, or the discomfort or the pain, or there may be parts of the body where there's not much sensation at all. And how is it to let the torch beam of attention settle there? In all of these parts of the body, bringing qualities of interest, of warmth, of kindness, of balance and equanimity. The breath as the anchor, and these different experiences in the body and in the mind, foregrounded and held in awareness. And as we hold these experiences, I would invite you to just follow with the phrases that I'm going to suggest, saying them under your breath. Safe and protected in the midst of this experience. Contented and peaceful in the midst of this. Caring and kind in the midst of this. Sit here, the breath is the anchor. Experiences in the body and the mind as they arise and fall away, safe and protected in the midst of this. Contented and peaceful in the midst of this. Caring and kind in the midst of this. the mind wanders away, or if it reacts in some way, with sleepiness or agitation or a stream of thinking, whether that thinking's positive or negative. Noting that too, turning towards that with these qualities of interest, of patience, of care and friendliness. Coming back to the anchor of the breath. Safe and protected in the midst of this. Contented and peaceful in the midst of this. Caring and kind in the midst of this. Sitting, the anchor of the breath, with dignity, with openness, and wakefulness. Whatever experiences come to mind or to body, safe and protected in the midst of this. Contented and peaceful in the midst of this. Caring and kind in the midst of this. And in the next few minutes of the practice, just allowing whatever comes to mind or body to arise, and repeating these phrases or some form of these phrases under your breath. Nowhere to be, nothing to fix. Safe and protected. Contented and peaceful. Caring and kind in the midst of this. Noticing where the mind is just now. The breath is the anchor, a sense of the whole body sitting here. Safe and protected in the midst of this. Contented and peaceful in the midst of this. Caring and kind in the midst of this. And in the last moments of the practice, just very deliberately forming an intention throughout the rest of the day to bring these qualities of mindfulness, of attention, to your everyday life and everyday practice.